The penultimate and day-night round of the Sheffield Shield began in Australia. All three matches will be played with a pink ball. Screwed Australia continues to assess the practicality of playing day-night test matches in future. Only Victoria can no longer qualify for the Shield final at the end of this month, but that didn't stop them enjoying the better of the first day against Tasmania. The Tigers pretty much have to win to keep their hopes of a top two finish alive, but managed to collapse from 82 for none to be bowled out for 206. Mark Cosgrove was run out after a horrid mix-up with Ed Cowman on 55, with Farhad Ahmed then taking 4 for 49 as the visitors fell away badly. Jake Reid and John Hastings each chipped in with a brace of wickets, as only three subsequent Tasmanian batters reached double figures. The Victoria opening pair of Rob Quine and debutant Dean Russ then took the host to stumps on 56 without loss. Queensland closed on 269 for 5 after being asked to bat by leaders Western Australia at the Gabba. Jason Berendorf dispensed with both openers to make it 74 for 3, but Chris Lynn and Peter Forrest added 96 for the fourth wicket. Lynn handed Nathan Rimmington a second wicket when on 88, but Forrest went on to share a further 92 with skipper James Hope's the fifth wicket and would end the day on 74. In second place, South Australia elected to bat against third place New South Wales. They reached stumps in Adelaide on 265 for 8. Steve O'Keefe did cause a mini-collapse of 3 for 5 in the first half of the day, after the openers had given the Redbacks a solid start. Callum Ferguson though knuckled down the evening, and ended on 79, adding crucial 75 with Adam Zampa for the 8th wicket. They slipped steadily to 165 for 7. O'Keefe ended with 4 for 75, while Josh Hazlewood took 2 for 46. The Garma and Sri Lanka Ports Authority both made it through to the Super 8 stage of the Premier League tournament, despite the latter winning their contest in Colombo by 7 wickets yesterday. Ports Authority collapsed in their second innings from 256 for 5 to be all out for 288, despite the chit for Sarah Singer hitting 103, as off-spinner Alan Carr at Asanka Silva ended with 6 for 102. That left the Garma needing 205 to win, and Adara Jayasundra and Lahiru Milantha scored the bulk of those runs, in a second wicket partnership with 106. Both fell for 89 and 45, with Ian Daniel and Shanaka Wijesinghe then taking their side home. Tamil Union also made it through from Group A, despite only drawing its bottom side Panadura Sports Club. Panadura was set a hypothetical 508 to win, and closed on 72 for 3. Tamil Union had early been dismissed to 323 in their second innings, as Ramesh Padika followed his first innings 173 by hitting 80. And skipper Tilakaratne Sampath completed a second half century of the match. Veteran left arm spinner Amila Pereira turned figures of 7 for 120 for Panadura. Sinhalese Sports completed the lineup of teams to progress from Group A, as Chelaur Marians had only managed to draw against Bloomfield Cricket and Athletic Club. Bloomfield ended on 221 for 6, being set an unlikely 383 by Chelaur Marians' second innings declaration. Upal Indra Siri took 4 for 91. But Chelaur Marians were thwarted by an unbeaten century from Dilhan Curray and the stand of 98 he shared with Sandon Rathatunga. Colombo completed their passage through to the Super 8s from Group B by beating Air Force Sports Club. Set 314 and resuming on 55-2, Air Force were all out for 143 as Lakshan Rangika and Dinuka Hederachi each ended with 3 wickets. He showed a Lanka top score for Air Force with an aggressive 42 off 34 balls, while Hederachi ended with match figures of 9 for 154. And Army and Nondescripts joined already qualified Moore Sports Club to complete the Super 8's lineup from Group B after drawing in Panagoda. Chasing 299 to win, Army finished agonisingly short on 276 for 8 in the 49th over, as Manjula De Zoysa led their charge with 81 after 66 balls. He built an earlier half century than Sanjay Warden and Sailor Gunaratna, and supported by Tatura Demeth, who made 37 off only 23 balls. Sahan Bawalesa ended with 4 wickets, after Yehan Mubarak had finished unbeaten with 149 in the nondescript second innings of 297. The 14 teams will now play the clubs that they are yet to play in the season's competition, in either the Super 8 or plate competition. The Super 8 matches will now be 4-day affairs, and begin on the 6th of March. Karnataka and Tamil Nadu are the teams who have qualified for the South Zone final in India's Vijay Hazare Trophy, despite both still having a match left to play. Karnataka hammered Goa today thanks to centurion Mayank Agarwal and thrashed Kerala yesterday thanks to centurion Robin Atapa. Tamil Nadu meanwhile beat Hyderabad by 125 runs yesterday as Murali Vijay and Babar Aparajith shed 142 for the second wicket. They then shared the points today after their match against Kerala was abandoned. The North Zone is far from tied up, with teams having two games each left to play. Services should make the top two, making it three wins out of three today by beating Haryana. Abhishek Sinha took 3-31, as Haryana were held 171. Rajat Paliwal in 169 in the services' successful run chase. Punjab are second in the North Zone, for completing victory over still winless Jammu and Kashmir. J&K recovered from a poor start to make 199 for 9. Manan Vora led the Punjab run chase with a spryly 89, as they won in the 37th over. Delhi beaten also winless Himachal Pradesh into third. Bipul Sharma hit a half-century from Himachal Pradesh's 230, as Varun Sood took 4-54. Amuk Chand, Jarrett Anand and Milind Kumar then all played useful roles in Delhi run chase, as they won by 5 wickets. Mumbai are out of the reckoning for the top two finish in the West Zone, despite easing past Saurashtra yesterday after half-century from Sushant Marathe and Iqbal Abdullah. They were defeated today by 75 runs by Maharashtra, as Nikhil Naik and Shrikant Munn hit half-centuries to put their side third. Gujarat beat Baroda, with the two sides occupying the top two positions after the latter triumphed over bottom side Saurashtra by 10 runs today. Yusuf Pathan smacked a century as Baroda made 289 for 7, before Saurashtra recovered from 186 for 5 to make the match close. Baroda had been on the end of a hiding from Gujarat yesterday, dismissed for just 166, but Ruju Bath and Jessel Karaya had passed 50 in Gujarat's total of 239. Two of Railway's Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha will qualify for the Central Zone final, as all three have notched wins in the past 48 hours. Railway's have done so twice, thrashing Rajasthan today, causing a haul of 6-18 from Anirudh Singh, and edging past Madhya Pradesh yesterday, in spite of Naman Oja's 94, as Anirudh took 4-49. Uttar Pradesh's win also came over Rajasthan yesterday, as they chased down their target of 172 with ease, thanks partly to 59 from Mohammed Kaif. Vidarbha then condemned Madhya Pradesh for another loss today with a 10-run win. Urvesh Patel and Ravi Jhangir both hit half-centuries, while Gaurav Upadhyay took 3 wickets. And the East Zone sees Jharkhand, Assam and Tripura locked on 6 points at the top, hit a Bengal on 4 and Odisha on 2. Jharkhand hammered Bengal today by 136 runs, as Virat Singh top-scored in their total of 273 for 9 with 76. Rahul Shukla and Shahbaz Nadeem then took 3 wickets apiece in the Bengal run chase. And Odisha are out after losing to Tripura by 6 wickets, they are bundled out for only 124. Yogesh Takravalli is unbeaten 42 and helped Tripura win with 20 overs to spare. Dhaka Division remain leaders of Bangladesh's National Cricket League, defeating Dhaka Metropolis yesterday by 46 runs. An unbeaten knock of 74 from Nurul Hasan helped set Metropolis 190 in the fourth innings. They could manage only 143, as Shahdad Hussain took 3-53. Second place Rajshahi Division, meanwhile, had margin the better of the draw against Khulna Division. That was mainly due to a phenomenal 10th wicket stand of 165 between Mukhtar Ali and Delwar Hussain. Rangpur Division's match against Chittagong Division also ended in a draw.